My name is Senior Mess Sergeant Charles Finnick. I'm the Operations Superintendent at the United States Air Force Survival School. We teach our survivors that if they do have absolutely no means to purify or, disinfect the water, then they should go ahead and consume the water anyway, because it's highly likely that they will succumb to the effects of dehydration much more quickly than they will succumb to whatever illness that they're going to get from whatever microorganisms are in that water. That could take days or even weeks to develop, and possibly they could be recovered by that point in time and seek definitive medical treatment for whatever illness that they get from drinking unpurified water. But certainly within a matter of, within a matter of hours, as you begin to dehydrate, your blood thickens. That's going to affect your judgment as well. In a lot of cases, when you look back into historical accounts, if you read books or articles about individuals that were dehydrated, a lot of times circumstances that led to their demise wasn't necessarily that they died from medical dehydration. They started doing some silly things because their brain function without water in their system was really degraded.
Is the fear of Northwest stream water being impure, is that a reasonable fear?
I think that's a reasonable fear. I'm not a microbiologist, but we don't encourage people. In fact, we don't allow our students to drink unpurified water. We don't want them to get sick. So I believe that any water source that is open to the environment is open to contamination.